Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. All week long, Jeff Fish has been teaching on the reality of hell, a five-part series revealing what Scripture teaches about eternal judgment and the justice of God. Today, we close this powerful week by looking at the urgency of the gospel, why Jesus spoke so much about hell, and why the church must proclaim the truth while there's still time. And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. This week has been heavy, but it has also been holy. We've looked at why hell was created, what it is, what it feels like, and the final judgment of the second death and the lake of fire. And now we end where Jesus always pointed us, to the gospel. Because you cannot understand the beauty of salvation without understanding the horror of sin's consequence. You cannot appreciate the mercy of the cross until you realize what it saved you from. Our key verse is 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 8 through 9, and it says that Jesus will return, dealing out retribution to those who do not know God, and to those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. These people will pay the penalty of eternal destruction, away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. The Apostle Paul wrote those words not to frighten believers, but to remind them of what's at stake for those who reject Christ. The greatest tragedy in the universe is not that people die, it's that they die without Jesus. If there's one thing the modern church has forgotten, it's the urgency of eternity. We talk about blessings and purpose and calling, and those are good things. But the heartbeat of the gospel isn't about earthly comfort. It's about eternal salvation. Jesus didn't die to make bad people good. He died to make dead people live. And the only way to understand the power of that statement is to remember what he saved us from. Jesus spoke about hell more than he spoke about heaven, not because he wanted us to fear, but because he wanted us to wake up. He described it as unquenchable fire, outer darkness, and everlasting punishment, not to crush us, but to compel us to repentance. The same lips that said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened," also said, "Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." His love was not soft, it was sacrificial. And his mercy was not sentimental, it was bloody. On that cross, he endured what we deserved. When he cried, my God, why have you forsaken me?" in Matthew chapter 27, verse 46, He was experiencing the separation that sin demands. He wasn't just taking nails in his hands. He was taking hell into his soul. Every ounce of wrath that we earned was poured on him so that none of it would be poured on us. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5 says, "But he was pierced for our offenses. He was crushed for our wrongdoings. The punishment for our well-being was laid upon him, and by his wounds we are healed." At Calvary, the wrath of God met the mercy of God, and salvation was born. That's why Paul said in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes." The gospel is not advice, it's rescue. It's not a philosophy to debate. It's a power that saves. We cannot afford to be casual with a message that costs Jesus everything. Every day that passes brings us one heartbeat closer to eternity. And there are people all around us who have never heard the truth. James chapter 4, verse 14 says, "You do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away." We think we have time, but time is slipping away. Hell is filling every day, while heaven is still extending an invitation. We can't stay silent while the world is burning. The church was not called to be comfortable. We are called to be courageous. The gospel is not a marketing message. It's a lifeline. When we water it down to fit culture, we strip it of its power to save. Romans chapter 10, verses 14 through 15 asks, "How then are they to call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him whom they have not heard? And how are they to hear without a preacher? But how are they to preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, 'How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things.'" The responsibility to share the gospel is not for pastors only. It's for every believer who has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. If you have been saved, then you have been sent. The same fire that fell at Pentecost wasn't given for entertainment. It was given for evangelism. The Spirit fills us so that our mouths will proclaim Christ boldly in a dying world. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 18 contains one of the most sobering statements in the Bible. God told the prophet, "When I say to the wicked, 'You will certainly die,' and you do not warn him or speak out to warn the wicked from his wicked way so that he may live, that wicked person shall die for his wrongdoing, but I will require his blood from your hand." The responsibility of truth is weighty. When we know the way of salvation and refuse to share it, we share in the guilt of silence. Paul echoed that truth in Acts chapter 20, verses 26 through 27, when he said, "Therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all people, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole purpose of God." That's what I want to be able to say when I stand before the Lord, that I didn't hold back truth because it made people uncomfortable. Love tells the truth, even when it costs something. The church today doesn't need more motivational speakers. It needs watchmen who will blow the trumpet again. We need preachers who will cry out against sin, believers who will live holy and evangelists who will stand in the streets and call the lost home. The gospel isn't just information. It's confrontation. It confronts sin, pride, rebellion, and the lies of this world. It doesn't blend in. It stands out. And it's time that we stop apologizing for the truth that can save souls from the fire. Maybe you're listening right now and you realize that you've drifted from God. You know about him, but you don't truly know him. Friend, the door of grace is still open. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, that you will be saved. That's it. You can't earn it. You can't buy it. You can only receive it. Right now, wherever you are, call on his name. Say, Jesus, I believe that you died for me. I believe that you rose again. Forgive me, cleanse me, and make me yours. If you mean that, he will meet you right where you are. The same God who conquered the grave can conquer your sin. The blood of Jesus is still stronger than your past. Hell is real, but so is the cross. Judgment is certain, but so is grace. The time to choose is now. Tomorrow is not promised, but salvation is available today. The gospel is not a suggestion. It's the difference between life and death. Don't leave this earth with uncertainty about your eternity when you can know right now that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Church, let this message awaken us again. Let it burn away apathy and fear. Let it drive us to prayer, to purity, and to proclamation. Because if we really believe what Jesus said about eternity, we won't be quiet any longer. We'll tell the world that there's still room at the cross, that the blood still speaks, and that mercy still wins. Now, next week, we are beginning a brand new series called Lucifer, The Fall of the Morning Star. We'll look at who Satan really is, how his rebellion began, and why his defeat at the cross guarantees our victory. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. If this podcast has blessed you, please consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. To stay connected and explore more content from Awakened Bible Ministries, visit the link tree in the podcast description. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a one-time donation or become a monthly supporter through the links in our link tree. For our international listeners, we now offer a safe and secure giving option through DonorBox. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us next week as we continue diving into God's Word together.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.